A Western Massachusetts Family Services organization has once again sent Berkshire students to California to participate in a concert with the Los Angeles Philharmonic. Last year, WAMC reported on Berkshire Children and Families' Kids for Harmony program, which sent four students across the country to learn and play alongside other aspiring classical musicians.
And three, four. So two down bows. Ready, and. Yep, so can you pick.
This year, the Pittsfield-based nonprofit has expanded that mission.
We're providing music, providing these musical opportunities to children that might not have an opportunity to play music in this type of setting. And our program meets 5 days a week and sometimes on the weekends too. So it's a very rigorous program, 2 hours a day. So after a long day of school, the kids are in our program for 2 hours.
Artistic director Alicia Stevenson says Kids for Harmony, which structures its musical teaching based on the Venezuelan El Sistema educational program, has more than doubled the number of students headed to Los Angeles this year.
They worked for several months on their pieces and on their scales and in the repertoire that they had to learn, and they sent it in via video recording. And the people out in LA reviewed all of the applicants from kids from all over the country, and they selected 9 of our students to attend this National Youth Orchestra.
Stevenson says the program receives grants, but is largely funded by donors across the program's operational range, which runs from Berkshire County to the Pioneer Valley. The students will be taking part in the 3rd annual National Youth Orchestra, presented by the LA Philharmonic's Take a Stand Symposium. The program is entirely free for the 12 to 18-year-olds invited to participate in 2 groups, a 100-member symphony orchestra and a junior string ensemble for players between 12 and 15.
When I found out, it was like at 1 in the morning because we didn't get it because of the time difference. So when we got it, I was excited. I woke up the whole entire house and screaming that I got into LA. So it was really exciting because it took me forever to get in.
Tiana Houle, a violinist, is a 15-year-old Pittsfield High School student. A 7-year veteran of the Kids for Harmony program, it's her first successful audition for the National Youth Orchestra in 3 tries.
When I wasn't getting in, I was rethinking my life decisions on violin. But I kept trying because my friends and teachers were like, you know, if you try, then there will be a chance. And there was.
It'll be her first time leaving the Northeast and her first time on a plane. Despite the challenge of traveling to a new place and meeting new people, Houle says the program has bolstered her confidence.
This world, there's a lot of problems. And I feel like a lot of people want to change it, but they're doing nothing about it. And I just hate sitting back watching people be so sad and see nothing happen. So I feel like being able to be a part of music and help with that is a little thing, and everybody can do it.
Well, they sent out the paper at my school, and my mom found it. And I was like, I don't want to do this. And she's like, okay, I'll sign you up anyways. So
Jed Rose Jean-Louis, a cellist, has also been at Kids for Harmony for 7 years. She's 14 and also attends PHS. This is her second time going to Los Angeles for the youth orchestra.
We made really close friendships, so like when it was time to leave, everybody was crying because we made so many friends there. And like I still talk to a lot of people from last year.
She said last year's trip to Nationals, which was also her first time on a plane, transformed her self-image as a musician.
I went to LA and I realized that not a lot of people get the same opportunities as me. So even if I think I'm not that good, I'm really lucky to have an opportunity to get music lessons for free.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
The 9 students will be in Los Angeles this weekend to begin rehearsals for the climactic National Youth Orchestra concert at Walt Disney Concert Hall on July 14th. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.